The next way of purifying material is often used at the start, which is chromatography. This relies on differences in solubility of the components of the mixture and often on the ability of those components to bind to what we call the support, which is the stationary phase. Now we're going to look at two sorts of chromatography, column chromatography and thin layer chromatography. In a column chromatographic situation, we have typically a glass column. On the inside we put the stationary phase, which in this case is silica. So the silica then will be in very small, generally spherical particles. Those particles of silica have very small pores in them. So you then pour the solvent in at the top, containing your mixture, and the different components of the mixture then will absorb into the pores in the silica, and depending on how strongly they absorb, the material will travel down more or less quickly. Now silica is a relatively polar sort of a medium, so if we put quite polar compounds in at the top, then they will bind quite strongly, so they come off quite slowly. If we put non-polar compounds in at the top, they will come off quite quickly. So that's the basic idea behind the use of column chromatography. The solvent that's going in is moving, so we call that the mobile phase, whereas the silica, which is sitting there as a powder inside that column, it's usually held in with either a glass frit at the bottom, some porous glass, alternatively a piece of glass wool. We have a tap here to control the volume of solvent that's moving through the column. Thin layer chromatography you do in a practical. The basic idea is you have a thin film of silica or alumina, potentially one of the magnesium oxides, coated to the surface of a plate. The plate can either be aluminium, plastic or glass. If you're trying to clean up a decent amount of compound, then you'll typically use glass plates that would be maybe 30 centimetres by 10 centimetres big. And you would apply a thin band of your mixture along the bottom of the plate, along this lower line that's marked across the plate. You would let the solvent dry off. You would then put that plate into a tank which contained a solvent mixture. The solvent mixture would be designed so that you are able to resolve the different components of the mixture. So in this case here you can see that the retention factor, RF, equals the height that a particular band has moved up the plate over the height the solvent front has moved up the plate. And it's the ability to separate out the bands here which is the power of thin layer chromatography. It's a much higher resolution method than column chromatography. The disadvantage, it doesn't take very much material. So when we want to do grams of material, we're going to go to column chromatography. When we're wanting to do milligrams of material but separate components that would otherwise stick together on a column, then we would use thin layer chromatography. So there's a picture of a very poor thin layer chromatographic plate in a tank. Why I'm saying it's poor is that there's very poor separation between the green bands and the brown bands. There's no gap. And also the front should be dead straight. In this case, it's very wavy. So if you get a thin layer chromatography plate in the prac like that, you'll be pretty unhappy with it and you'll probably just go and do it.